Time now on the Medusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, with a night to reflect now, how proud are you for what the guys accomplished last night?
Well, it was a big accomplishment, Schultze. It was a marathon. These guys, they led the conference from beginning to end. We won a lot of different games, a lot of different ways. It's a tough trophy to win. And I'm glad we could, win it last night with a victory.
You sounded gassed in the post game. I was gassed in the post game. I'm sure the players were too. How is this race worn on everybody?
Well, I think it's the same for everybody. I think all 10 teams are dealing with the same type of anxiety right now, just because, again, they're all fighting for something, Schultze. But it's, once you've accomplished something, I think you all know, you have such a, there's such a euphoria when you win, and then obviously, you come down because, again, life goes on, and there's a game today, and we gotta try and win a game today, and we still have to try to, win a couple more games in a couple of weeks, and then we move on to the playoffs. So it's it's a testament to the guys how hard they worked all year, and winning this trophy, and I'm so happy for the fans and the alumni. But again, now it's time to obviously again push forward.
How much better did you sleep last night than you did Thursday night?
I didn't sleep that well last night either, Schultze, to be honest with you. But I think part of that too is there was still a lot of excitement last night. I was I'd be lying to you to tell you if I wasn't one happy guy, and I was a happy guy last night. And you're proud of the players' accomplishments, and I don't know if we ever sleep very good on the road anyway, but it's exciting.
On the ice last night, you scored a bunch of goals again. It's now three straight that you've scored some goals. How much do you need that here down the stretch?
You have to, Schultze. We got to get to three, and we got to improve our 5-on-5 offense. We had seven last weekend, and we got two last night. So that's good. If you can get 2 5-on-5 goals a game, and sometimes three, you're going to be in good shape. And we've accomplished that, and we get our power play clicking a little bit, and that can bail us out as well.
You mentioned that you've won in almost every fashion imaginable. How does that prepare a team for the playoffs and help them come playoff time?
I think it helps a lot. You have to win different ways, and last night again, where you have a 3-0 lead and you think that it's over, but they score 2 goals within 30 seconds. You get a penalty, and they get a power play goal, and they score another one, and the momentum shifts. But we still had to play that final 10 minutes, and that wasn't easy. And you have to try to win different ways. You're going to be in different situations, and I think you can draw back from those situations, Schultze, in a lot of these future games. So I think it's important to play in a lot of different games and win a lot of different ways.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part 2 with Coach Tom Ceratori. Wrapped up the McNaughton Cup with 3 games to play. What do you want and or need to accomplish yet in these next 3?
We want 20 wins, Schultze. That's important to get 20 wins, and it'd be sure nice to get that today. You want to be feeling good about yourself going into the playoffs as well. Those are some things that are important. And, again, you want to kind of keep your foot on the gas pedal.
After winning last night, what's the biggest challenge to getting the guys ready to go, especially with the 3 o'clock start?
Well, exactly, Schultze. It's going to be interesting. And, we got to forget about last night. And, we just got to forget about last night. And we got to block that out. And, we got to play for number 20. And that's the biggest thing. There's always something on the line. And for us, it's number 20 right now. And it's an important road game. They're gonna play with so much desperation too, and it's a must needed win for Huntsville. So we have to match that intensity. So I'll be curious to see how we respond probably the first 5 to 10 minutes of the game.
Nate Arntz won a bunch of faceoffs down the stretch last night. Come crunch time, what's going through your mind as to who to send out on the ice?
Well, it all depends on, I think, again, who's hot. Where's the face-off? What dot is it on? Is it, for a lefty? Because most guys, their strengths are backhand. And, if it's on the left dot, you want a lefty in a particular situation. Like at the end of the game last night, Schultze is, I think, what you're referring to. And then if it's on the right dot, you might want a righty. So, again, it's all situational.
You scored a 5-on-3 last night. In that situation, you had to score there, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. And we had a hard time, and we couldn't win a face-off. And we had a hard time even on our entries. And but again, once we got it set up, then we had a little Wentz has a play set up for, you know, for Jerry there, because Jerry can shoot. He's got a bomb, and it worked out. It worked out to a T. So it was good to see. It's good to see the execution there.
You took some penalties last night. How much more disciplined do you need to be, not only today, but throughout the rest of the year?
Well, you always have to be disciplined. I mean, that, I think that's a staple of Bemidji State hockey. And I mean, we're one of the least penalized teams in the country. You know, we got a couple stick infractions last night. We had an undisciplined penalty with 12 minutes to go, which was totally uncalled for on our part, and it could have cost us. Well, it cost us a goal, but could have cost us even worse. And you just have to know what you're doing in those situations, and you can't put yourself in a predicament where it's going to affect the team negatively.
Best of luck today.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.